Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 896. Visible translated text is as follows. Question, go ahead. Answer. He was telling his story as he went through there, and he said when he got up there, he went back and he said he found this body back in that place. Question. Go ahead and tell what he said and did. Answer. He was talking constantly all the way. I don't know how he made out a part of his story. Question. Go ahead now and state what Conley did and said as he went through that factory. Answer. Well, when he got back. After reaching this point at the rear left side of the factory, describe the position of the body. As he stated it, he stated the head was lying towards the north and the feet towards the south, as indicated, and there was a cord around the neck. Question. State what he said, what Mr. Frank did and said. Answer. He didn't state how long he took for the various movements. Question. By the court. Did you time it? Answer. No, sir. I know the time I arrived here and the time I left the factory. Question. First, I want you to state what he said he did and what he said Mr. Frank did, and then come up on the time business. Answer. I don't quite understand what I am to do. Question. Just go ahead and tell what Conley said he said and what Conley said Mr. Frank said, and show what Conley did the day you were over there. Take it up right back here where the body was and go on with it. Leaving out, however, anything about the cord and all that. Answer. He said when he got back, he said he came up to Mr. Frank, called to him from some place along the south side, indicating on diagram. I don't understand this diagram, and I told him the girl was dead. And I don't know exactly what Mr. Frank said. I told him to eliminate as much of that conversation as I can. Anyhow, he said he went up where he showed us, and that he was instructed to go to the cotton room up where Mr. Frank was, and I don't know. It must be on the same side of the building where he showed Judge, indicating. And he went in there, he showed us the cotton room, and he said he went back. And he did go back, lead us back, and told about taking up the body, how he brought it on up on his shoulder, and then in front of a little kind of impression of the wall, said he dropped it, and he indicated the place. And then he came up and told Mr. Frank about it, that he would have to come and help him or something like that. And Mr. Frank came back and took the feet, I believe, he said. And he took the head, and they brought the body up to the elevator and put it on the elevator. Question. By the court. Was he going through all that thing? Answer. Yes, sir. He was enacting this all the time and talking all the time. He described how the body was put on the elevator, and he said, Mr. Frank, run the elevator down. And he went on down the elevator. Question. By the court. Did he go down in the elevator? Answer. On this trip? Yes, sir. He went down in the elevator to the basement, and he said Mr. Frank helped to take the body out, and they dropped it there, and Mr. Frank told him to take it up and carry it back. And he put the body on his shoulder and carried it back to this sawdust, which is away back here, and that he came on back and there was something in here which he said he threw on this trash pile. And Mr. Frank was up, he said, in the cubbyhole. He said somewhere back there, and later he led us up there, and that Mr. Frank told him to run the elevator up. So Conley and the officers and the rest of us who were with him came up on the elevator, and when they got to the first floor, just before getting to the first floor, he said this was where 76,